This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Thursday, the 5th of June, 2025.
It was extremely sunny today in Santiago, not one cloud. And somehow that same view of the mountain range that a couple of days ago was kind of blocked by the clouds or the mist. Today was like very crisp and crystal clear, and that somehow gives me like a very different experience of my day or my morning. I would say, not to use the same word again, but yeah, crisp mental state. Like I feel much rather awake with respect to cloudy days. And I remember in GCSE English Lit studying this phenomenon in literature called what was it called? Pathetic fallacy, when you kind of impersonate in your character or in your mood the state of the weather that is like accompanying the scene. And somehow I do feel it in my mental state or in my awareness, in my general mood. I feel like I'm in a much better mood today, and that is pretty much due to the clarity of the sky itself, but also the length at which I can see the world around me, or my experience of my surroundings. Like even just having a shower today and being able to see the mountain outside the window. Otherwise, a couple of days ago it used to be like very distant, or it would have felt a lot colder. Even I know it's not necessarily colder, but psychologically, that's what my brain interprets from there being a lot of cloud density or humidity in between me and what I'm seeing. So that's interesting. That's my weather diary for today.
Hello, I am sending this in from Burgess Park in South London. I was up this morning at 4 a.m. because Uma, we think she's getting ready to crawl, so she woke up and started moving around lots, to an extent that it was clear like she needed to be picked up if she was going to go back to sleep. So I picked her up and I was with her for maybe half an hour, and it was just as I think birds were waking up, and it looked like blue. You know, like really early morning in spring, summer. Then Rishi had Uma and I slept for a little bit more. I've been at work today, and on the ride in, it was raining, but again, I didn't get drenched, like only right at the very end did the rain pick up, and there was lots of snails everywhere, and all the trees and the grasses, everything is like vibrant green, where like we've had all that sun and then the water has made everything looks really healthy. Like I'm in Burgess Park, and 2 weeks ago the grass looked like brown, like midsummer, and it's fairly green right now. There's lots of here and then around home, there's lots of pockets where it looks like patches have been left on purpose of like grasses and different plants to like grow, to the extent that it looks on purpose, but I'm never sure if I'm like reading into what's just been left. But it'd be a really good project if, like, Suffolk were doing that, just, like, letting patches of areas which aren't being used by, like, kids or anybody, just to grow. There's a spot right by... just been surrounded by loads of crows. There's a spot right by where I dropped my bike in particular that it always looks like it's on purpose, and then sure enough, like, people come and cut it. So yeah, like, these accidental ecological patches. That's it today. I was working and it seemed to be like raining all day, and when I'm sat here now, I'm under like a pine tree and it's pretty uniform, like grey cloud, not particularly heavy looking. You get patches of sunlight every now and then. But yeah, everything sort of looks healthy, plant-wise. Yeah, that's it.
Hello. So today's a bit of a different day in my routine. I travelled out of where I live last night, gone to a city. And so it means I really had to think about the weather and what I was going to pack, because I was on the train and I had to come home via the train, so that means I can only have limited things. Fortunately, it's not winter, so because of the temperature, I need only squish a raincoat in my bag. So that felt pretty good to be able to just squash it in, bring a little waterproof bag with me, and know that I've got everything that I need. We're also going to a wedding this weekend, and so I'm bringing like a thin sort of like blazer jacket thing for the wedding, and I've managed to like make it work with a lot of my outfits for the rest of the time that we're here, and so that feels pretty good to be wearing things that feel quite fancy that I wouldn't normally wear, and they're doing quite well in the weather. And when I woke up this morning, it was really rainy. I had a really big sleep in, which was heavenly. But yeah, it was really rainy. I wasn't sure how the day was going to go. But since I left the house, it's been quite mild. I got a little bit hot here and there, but overall, it's been mild and nice. While I was getting ready this morning, my partner was working in her grandmother's house, and I was in like a little annex in her garden, and I had to keep kind of taking things from the annex to my partner, and it meant a lot of running in the rain to and from the house, and I nearly slipped over actually outside. I put on her grandmother's sort of croc shoe, her garden shoe, that had like a print of some blades of grass on it, which I thought was quite funny, and so I wore those to get from one spot to another, and yeah, nearly slipped over, which was quite harrowing but we got through it. And then yeah, the rain has stopped, and so it's been really enjoyable for the rest of the day. So I'm really soaking up the time that I can be outside for the rest of the day today.
It is currently 5:55 a.m. Thursday the 5th of June 2025. I have just made it back to my Airbnb after an incredible evening of seeing Heinz, a hilarious campy Spanish band that a lot of Catalonian mothers were a big fan of, and Caribou. And then afterwards, I headed into the city to see Fuckers, Kelly Lee Owens, and Dave P. Bumped into a lot of friends that I haven't seen in a while, made some new friends, and danced as hard as I could, and I think, as someone currently on a crutch, I think the rest of the crowd could dance a little bit harder. The weather was so temperate this evening, especially at the main festival site. There was a beautiful breeze, and it kind of kept everything really cool and nice. By the time Caribou came on, I thought I'd have a go at jumping on the accessibility platform, and they happily obliged, provided a chair, bottle of water, and I sat down for maybe about 5 minutes, and then I just couldn't help but move. And then by the time Kelly Lee Owens was on, my crutch was just in the air. One thing that's really amazing about the gig venues in Barcelona, well, two things. The sound quality is near impeccable. Like, London should feel ashamed of itself in that respect. And there's aircon. There's always cool breezes, even when you're in the crowd, which is wonderful. It was a really fun night. We're shy of six, and the sky is getting pale as I stare out of my window. And I look forward to the first proper day of the festival, where we have the likes of CMAT, Magdalena Bay, Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan, Brutalism is 3000. Really, it should be the last night, because it's going to be heavy. So we'll see what comes of it.
Hello. So today, in the morning, I looked outside the window and the sky was a really flat grey, like a light grey with like no real detail. And it kept seeming like the rain kept coming and going all morning. And the wind kept picking up, and even our windows started to like rattle a little bit when the wind really peaked. So we stayed inside until kind of late afternoon. And then we, partly because of the weather, then we stepped out to go see some friends briefly. Daisy, who's actually one of the other people on this audio project. They live in Wales, but happened to be around today. So had a quick catch up, and Uma got some quality time. But I noticed when we went outside that the temperature has slightly dropped today. And it's really interesting, because if I wasn't really like paying this much attention to the weather like we are this week, a few weeks from now, I might look back on this week and just kind of say that the whole week was warm with like random bits of rain. But actually, on a day-to-day basis, that's not true at all. Like, every day has had something that, like, on the surface seems similar, but actually that's something that was really different. Like today, like when we were actually outside and walking, the sun never really came out, and it never actually rained whilst we were out, and there wasn't much of a breeze. So compared to when we were inside looking out through the window, we saw kind of everything and expected all of that to be happening when we went out on our walk, and actually none of that happened. And there was just a really constant grey and sort of stillness or slow movingness, and a slight coolness the whole time that we were out, which made all of the like super lush overgrown plants everywhere seem kind of even more like fantastical in a way. I saw this one really big tree near where we met our friends, and it was just really bright. It had these really bright dark green leaves that were shining, and like in such flat natural light, they were still really shiny, the leaves. And it really reminded me of, there's a video work by the artist Cyprian Gaillard. It's a film called Nightlife. And there's a bit in it where you have these massive trees that are just kind of swaying quite dramatically from side to side. But they're really slowly, but also in like hyper detail. Quite hypnotic. I think that's how today felt.
Thursday, the 5th of June, 2025, 7:07 a.m., Darug in Gundungurra country. It's definitely the coldest it's been so far this year. I'm told it's 3 degrees, but feels like one. Yeah, that definitely feels about right. Surprised to see that there's still no frost. It definitely must be close. The air on inhalation has a certain bite to it, a kind of numbness that spreads inside, sort of numbness that hits the cheeks and anything that's exposed, the hands. The sky is very clear. There's not a cloud to be seen. As the sun rises, there's sort of a long shadows occurring, as you'd expect. The sky being a sort of crisp, hollow blue, almost empty. And there's no breeze from what I can see. I haven't really felt much wind today. Treetops that surround me are barely moving. I'm surrounded by gums as I stand here, looking out into the distance. Tall and still, greys and greens. The banksias are in bloom, which is a nice, pleasant surprise to see on a cold day. The sun just hitting them where it lands. There's been, saw a few Lambertias too, with their red and pink geometric flowers. Also, I noticed some flurries of wattle as well. Very, very sharp yellow against the greys and greens of the gums and the bush. It's sort of like they don't mind the cold at all when you see them. There's a kind of silence, I suppose, that comes with the cool, cold air. Not really absence, just a clarity. Everything feels a little more defined, maybe. Don't really have much of an urge to interpret today. Maybe just to witness it, to be part of it. Weather observation.
Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rasheed Rajgiri, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pagliolo, and other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and how to get our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website at sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can just head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters, and we'll see you tomorrow.